Hi everybody, this is Dennis Diaz, founder, commander-in-chief of the Diaz Task Force, a task force that rescues men, women, and children from sex and human trafficking. And I decided to create this podcast network, the Diaz Task Force podcast, because I think it's really valuable for you guys to gain real knowledge of what happens in human and sex trafficking. Also to bring awareness of the real stuff that goes down in the dark web and a lot more. Also, we're going to be hearing a lot. So I created three programs on this network that is going to bring immense value to you. The first one is Unchained, Voices of Survivor. So on Unchained, Voices of Survivor, we are going to be interviewing actual victims of human and sex trafficking, including pedophilia and all that crazy stuff that happens. And the survivors are going to be sharing the stories, also are going to give us tips on what's going on. Now, this is an uncensored, anything goes, no host bar type of podcast. So there might be some explicit content. Not all programs that I created will be explicit, but this one is a no host bar type of network. And now, also, we're not going to stop with the survivors. See, one thing that I learned in the Marine Corps is, in order for you to be able to conquer the enemy, you got to know the enemy. You got to understand the enemy and see where the enemy is coming from. So therefore, I'm also going to be interviewing the pedophiles, the traffickers, those type of people as well, because I want to get as much, give you as much value so you guys can actually protect your loved ones. That's the whole purpose of this. You guys get to learn about human and sex trafficking and also what to look for and how to protect your, especially little ones, and protect yourself. Because I tell you right now, these people are bad. This type of people that do human and sex trafficking, pedophiles and all that crazy stuff, they are really bad people. So I want to make sure that we put a stop to this. But not only watching it on TV, not only listening to the radio and the podcast is enough. You got to actually apply and be very observant of your surroundings, 360-degree awareness at all times. That's really important. The second program that we created is called The Hunt. Now, The Hunt, it's also going to be an explicit program. It's going to be a no holds barred, anything goes type of program. And that's when we get to talk to the police officers, to the judges, to the prosecutors. What is it that they do to be able to apprehend these crazy people? And also what value they can bring, what they can teach us from their stories, their experience. So I'm really excited to go ahead and launch these programs that are coming right up. A lot of people are going to gain a lot of great value. And the reason that we do this is exactly that, to help you, to build you, to protect our children, in which is extremely important. Everybody's utmost responsibility. We got to protect our little ones so they grow and become great people, great leaders, the whole nine yards. Now, on The Hunt as well, I'm actually broadcasting my sting operations live. So when I do a sting, everything is going to be also broadcasted in the air. So you guys going to literally be in the action as it happens, unscripted type of thing, because that way you learn the most that can happen. So you can find us on social media, on Diaz Task Force on Facebook, also on Instagram as well. We are also launching the Roku channel when it comes to the Diaz Task Force to bring video into the mix as well. Now, the next show, the third program that we are creating is called Guardians of Innocence. That one is going to be a clean podcast, and it's tailored to teach you how you can actually protect your children, to teach also people in schools, teachers, parents, everybody what to look for, how to protect your children. And in all three programs, we're gonna be inviting a lot of people to actually give their insight, their experiences, the know-how, and a little bit about myself and how I created this. So on 2020, I actually ran for president of the United States. If you guys remember, it was Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and Dennis Diaz. Well, I am Dennis Diaz. Now, this is not about politics. I really don't care about politics, blah, 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 blah. This is about the Diaz Task Force. But one day, I was doing a rally in Minnesota, and my ambassador, may he rest in peace, Thomas Anderson, he was telling me, hey, you gotta go to this powwow, because he's a Native American. He's a native. Shout out to him. I know that he's in heaven, but I cannot even say rest in peace, because knowing him, he's being a guardian angel right now to the children, because he's an amazing, amazing guy. So I was doing a rally in Minnesota, and he said, hey, you gotta stay and you gotta go to this powwow and so on. So I'm like, you know what? Cool. It's coming from you. So yeah, let's do it, bro. You wanna do it? Let's get it on. So I went to the powwow, and one thing that I noticed is the fact that the powwow was about the parents of children that got trafficked, that got kidnapped, that got killed and thrown on a dumpster, and so on. So we all know that human trafficking, sex trafficking is real, this and that. But it's not until it actually happens to you or somebody you know that it becomes more like, holy crap, what's this? You know, that's when it actually hits home. So therefore, I'm like, okay, so I'm a Marine combat veteran, went to Iraq, tip of the spear, hunted terrorists and all this. And now I think I got an idea. I can make this and chase these ugly people that are doing all this trafficking and so on. I think I can make that happen. So I created the task force, and at first, I'm like, okay, I created this, how to go forward with it, what to do, and so on. But then I was truck driving, and my ambassador, Thomas Anderson, he calls me up saying, hey, Diaz, freaking, this is going on. There's somebody that has been a sex slave, this and that, in Bridgeport, here in Connecticut, Bridgeport, Connecticut. So I went out. I'm like, okay. I went out, and I'll tell you right now, human sex trafficking is definitely real. Without the shadow of the doubt, it's 100% real. So we rescue her, and by the time that I got the call for her to be back in the family, her family's arms, it was about 21 hours. I'm talking flight, everything, the whole nine yards. And that's one thing. This everything that I do for the Diaz Task Force comes out of pocket. I am not rich, I promise. Far from it. So I will definitely set up a way that if you would like to contribute to help in everything that we do, I highly appreciate it. Everything that I do, like I said, I do it out of pocket. If you can, you can, and that's great. We appreciate it. If you can't, you can't. We understand, and we're gonna continue to do the right thing because our children and the victims of human sex trafficking is definitely worth it. I guarantee you that. So, once that happened, I started to learn and started to talk to the police department and watching YouTube videos, trying to get bought several books. Books are really important as well. But several books, started studying from books, see how the stuff works and so on. Shortly thereafter, the Einstein House, you know, the island with the guy and the girls, the pedo, and all that crazy stuff, actually happened as well. I'm like, holy crap! Like, this stuff is real, but it's really important that I bring and bring it to you what exactly how it is. No sugarcoating, no nonsense. This is not a Disney World. This is the real life and everything that happens when it comes to that type of stuff. So I'm really excited to actually bring to you all three shows. And it's gonna be fun because we get to talk to the veterans and they get to release everything that had happened and how they can improve and even teach you a couple things that I don't even know. This is a community that we are building to help each other. That's the important part. We're gonna help each other. And by the way, I am looking for people to join my task force and rescue men, women, and children from sex and human trafficking. If you're interested in being on the podcast, sharing your story, by all means, my phone number is 203-519-6008. That's 203-519-6008. You can easily shoot me a text. I will respond as soon as I can. Also, if you want to be a volunteer on the DX Task Force and be in the action where everything counts, by all means, I'm looking for a few great men and women to help us out. This is really important. Yes, right now we are doing Connecticut, but we are branching off to the rest of the United States because this is a problem that we need to conquer all over the United States. Would I be able to stop it completely? I really don't think so because this is even bigger than I am. But can I make a dent and bring these bad people to justice and rescue men, women, and children from human sex trafficking? Absolutely. And that's the goal. And if we can put a complete stop to it, that will be great. So therefore, if you want to, I'm saying I'm too much to now, huh? And we're going to leave it because this is the real stuff. So, if you would like to be on Unchanted Voices of Survival, on The Hunt, or on Guardians of Innocence, by all means, I'm looking for you. I would love to have you on my podcast. We can share the story. We can do a lot of great things together. And if you want to be a volunteer for the DX Task Force, a task force that rescues the men, women, and children from sex and human trafficking, I'm also all for it. This is my baby. I'm gonna die doing this. Meaning 20, 30 years, this is my final event. So now that nothing's gonna bad is gonna happen right now, but I'm just saying that this is what I'm gonna be doing for the rest of my life. So it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be amazing. Definitely, it's gonna be worth it. All children, it's always worth it. And although this is I'm doing this in the U.S., everybody around the world, there's a lot of similarities to this crap, to human sex trafficking. Therefore, everybody around the world can learn a thing or two from this podcast and this program that we are launching, and you guys are gonna be able to learn a lot, and that will be great. And this is a community that we are building. We're gonna help each other out. We're gonna succeed together, and we're gonna just simply grow. The past, you cannot erase the past, but you can learn from it and make it better. We are here together. Let's all make it better. I believe in you.